Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Cattle producers strive to raise high-quality cattle, which perform well in feed yards and on the rail, supplying well-marbled, tender beef for consumers. But bruising towards the end of cattle production lowers value as the processor must trim away any blemishes. SDSU Extension Livestock Production and Stewardship Field Specialist Addie Stamps reports facilities can cause many of the bruises.
Cattle are bigger than they have ever been, and our facilities aren't quite growing as quickly as our cattle grew. So some of that may be scraping their back as they walk into the trailer or just kind of banging around in the chute.
Stamps encourages livestock handlers to use care when working cattle, especially those nearing their harvest date. In addition, at loading time, utilize low-stress methods to slow movement onto trailers, hopefully resulting in fewer bruising to the beef carcass. Another source of bruising is hail. Stamps reports cattle in open feed yards hit by large hailstones will be injured. If this occurs close to harvest date, significant blemishing can occur and will result in carcass trimming. Stamps advises delaying marketing cattle injured by hail at least a few weeks to allow bruises to heal. Bruising is a concern for the beef industry, as illustrated by the latest National Beef Quality Audit.
That recorded the highest frequency of carcass bruising to date in the history of the quality audit, which was about 52% of carcasses that had bruising.
For more on beef quality, visit extension.sdstate.edu.